Jessica Riska, the title track off her album I See You Among the Stars. She followed on from Antonio Sanchez for your Wednesday morning. Bem de Fora off the album Pe Amo. It's 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. And hey, I'm Tess Connery, here keeping you company on 2SER Breakfast. Now, Steve Ahern is our acting managing director here at 2SER. He's just come back from Hobart, where he was attending a conference about navigating the news, especially in this current climate of fake news, algorithms, and eroding trust in the media. Steve has popped his head into the studio to tell us a little bit about what he learned while he was down in Tassie. Morning, Steve.
Hey, Tess. How are you going?
I'm going well. So you've been in Hobart. Tell me a little bit about what you were actually down there for.
Yeah, the ABC has been running a two-day conference called Navigating the News, really about media literacy and building media literacy in Australians. And while I love this day job as managing 2SER, my real job is running my company, which does media training and broadcast consultancy around the world. And we also publish a website called Radio Info. And so I was there in that capacity because this is a thing that I'm encountering in my work all around the world. The power of media, and especially new social media, to play a role, good or bad, in elections especially. And I think the ABC has picked up a really important issue about media literacy at a good time as we go into an election cycle in this country. And we really don't want to be vulnerable to manipulation of people through fake news and social media. In Europe, they did a big study about that. The EU did a big study going up to the German elections. We've all seen the possible power of social media to influence the American elections. So the ABC, and I think generally the government in Australia and Australians, just want to be more informed about the way that media can be manipulated and how our opinions might be manipulated at a time where we're going into an election cycle.
And you did mention that very loaded term, fake news. It's been floating around since Trump, really.
Yes.
But how was that addressed at this conference?
It was addressed very well and clearly, and the big message was don't use fake news. Oh, I've used it again. Because they say that fake news in the past was correctly describing disinformation and misinformation with an agenda, trying to use new media platforms to manipulate the news. But that now, since President Trump, he's really hijacked that term. So it's gone from using social media for disinformation to meaning anything Donald Trump doesn't like. So people are scrambling to find new terms all around the world. And I guess the best term is disinformation on social media.
And this, it does bring up the wider issue of trust in the media, because if you do have sort of this disinformation floating around, it is going to erode away at some of the trust that people do have in the institution. I mean, there's been some studies that show that trust's been deteriorating over time. How do we move past that?
It's a really big thing, and I think the answer to that is pretty simple: good journalism. But in the wider context, it is more complex, because the more you see things on your social media feed or on fake news websites, then suddenly they're debunked or disproved, then your trust in all media goes down. So it is a bad cycle, and it's a time that we're in at the moment where this is really spiraling down. So how do you know about trust in media? Well, I think it comes back to the well-established media brands and media companies, and also in this context here at a university radio station, in university education publications as well. Organisations that do place value in doing good journalism, getting properly resourced news, and also that put themselves out there, that you can find who wrote that story, what are the credentials, what's the research trail, have things been checked, can I trust this source? And that's the answer to this distrust in media. Better journalism is the answer.
And on that note, I do have a little clip of something Peter Grester had to say just to play for you.
If we had been dodgy in the past, if we had been biased or loose with the truth, the Egyptians would have trumpeted it from the rooftops. And if they'd have done that, I think the people that supported us would have started to doubt whether, in fact, we had been operating as honestly as we claimed. They might have thought that, and I suspected that perhaps there was something in the Egyptian allegations against us. And if people had had that doubt, if they'd felt that maybe there was something in our pasts that indicated that we were capable of messing around with the Muslim Brotherhood or supporting terrorism, then our support across the board would have collapsed and we'd still be in prison. So I'm very proud of the fact that people recognised that we were operating, we always had operated with integrity, that we were worth supporting. And because of that, we generated the kind of support that ultimately spun us from prison.
And I thought that was really interesting because the idea that people can recognise sources that are working with integrity as opposed to ones that might not necessarily be working under quite as honest guidelines. Does this all come down to media literacy and I guess, you know, how literate people are in the media that they're consuming?
I think it is. And I think it's about doing honest journalism. As Peter Grester said, you know, he's the pin-up boy for any journalist around the world. You know, I'm sure everybody knows the Peter Grester story. He was an Al Jazeera reporter. He reported honestly on all sides of what was going on at the time of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and he was jailed for his troubles. And his point was that if he had been doing dishonest news, fake news, spin news, even advocacy news, then the people who supported him, if they didn't trust his news, then he wouldn't have got out of jail. So that's a pretty good slogan, you know. Honest journalism could keep you out of jail or get you out of jail. I think it's a great message. And that's what we as Australians should be looking for in this media literacy week that the ABC's declared. Really, media literacy means where to go to find honest sources of journalism and be discerning about what you read. If you're scrolling past something in your social media feed and it's just feeding you prejudice, or it looks doubtful, or even if it looks credible but, you know, on second look there's something dodgy about it, don't share it, don't forward it, don't like it until you've checked it with a credible media source. And I think that's the message in media literacy that has to get out there. It's kind of a simple message, but social media is all around us and we just quickly flick through these things and share them. And sometimes we forget that simple message.
It's a really, really important issue. Steve, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Steve Ahern there. He is our station manager here at 2SER, running you through a conference he was at down in Hobart the other week, chatting about fake news and some of the trust in media as well as media literacy. 9 minutes before I get out of here, I've got a few more songs before the newsroom takeover though. Kevin Crowter right now. This is Roller Skates.